Bertha Verhagen started a Belgians in Sydney group 10 years ago. It now has over 1,000 members with gatherings held regularly. The Belgian Beer Cafe in Sydney provides a taste of home, and Verhagen says members enjoy getting together to discuss a range of issues.
We like a bit of a whinge about everything that's not the same as in Belgium, like the price of the beers, the price of the cheese, but then we also whinge about the weather in Belgium because that's obviously a lot better here. And we're quite a close-knit community, so we celebrate like our national holiday, which none of us have ever celebrated in Belgium. It's not as big as Australia Day here, but then we also get together for Australian festivities.
There is no doubting football is the number one sport in Belgium. Jean-Christophe Mignon says he has loved the sport since he was a child.
It's part of life. You have a couple of beers with the mates. You'll have a couple of fries on Saturday evening or Sunday afternoon. You go and watch the game. And I would also say, like, when you're younger, you do get raised with every young kid would go and play football.
Some of the world's best football players are Belgian. Romelu Lukaku and Eden Hazard are among those starring in the English Premier League. But this season has been all about Manchester City superstar Kevin De Bruyne.
De Bruyne! Oh, belter! Absolute belter from Kevin De Bruyne. There is no stopping that!
Arns de Brunja says she is one of many Belgian fans who idolised Kevin De Bruyne.
He gives a lot of good assists, and I just also like him as a person. He seems to be humble, which is something that is appreciated in Belgium. We don't want arrogant people. We like humble, like good at something, but not too proud of themselves.
Belgian fans believe this generation of players can better the side which finished fourth at the 1986 World Cup in Mexico. Belgium begins its World Cup campaign against Panama. The Red Devils then face Tunisia before a showdown with England in the final match of the group stage. Jean-Christophe Mignon is among many that have high expectations for his nation.
Our hopes are very high, and I think we have to go at least for the semi-finals. Anything below would be a little bit of a disappointment, I think.
And if the Belgians do break through for a major victory in Russia, their fans will be celebrating around the world.